bit better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right. Okay, we're back now. And we are continuing our discussion because we have so many calls. Dr. K, are you ready for another great call?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I got to drop the bigger bomb
sure,
here.
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
I mean, only one bomber, 911, Madrid, Valley, only one Mexican Congress, because they weren't quite ready to bomb there. Only one person was caught actually having set a bomb in all of these things. Only one was caught.
Do you remember right after 2001, 9/11? It was in just after that, actually. It was the beginning of the year 2002.
Yeah.
And this is something I personally have knowledge of. The FBI had picked up two agents that were coming into the country with explosives from Mexico. They were both identified as agents of the Mossad. And I brought this to the attention of the local FBI fellow here that I had known some time ago, because he came into a store that my friend was running, and he had to buy some carpets. And and I said to him, I was there, I said to him, are you aware of these arrests that were made? It was in the papers. They arrested two Israeli agents.
Wow.
And I says, and nothing has come of that. And you know what he said? And nothing will come of it either, he said.
He's
my God, he knows. He's in a position to know.
Yeah. The only bomb, and we need to investigate that and get that data too, but the only person, and when they found out that this guy could be caught, they assassinated. Remember Menendez, the Brazilian electrician that was shot dead on the tube in London?
In London, yeah.
They thought he was the guy. The guy was a Mossad agent. The guy's name is Addis Isaac. He was an Ethiopian Zionist agent trained by the Mossad in Israel. And when they finally interrogated him, he said, look, I didn't intend to kill anybody, but I intended to sow terror. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the only bomber.
It's a pretty clear pattern, and it's a pretty well-documented file. And once again, the corrupt media in this country have proven just how servile they are.
Yeah.
Let's take another call. We've got Anne. Speak of Anne, here she is. Anne from New Mexico is on the line. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
Oh, I haven't been listening for a while.
Why, Anne?
Oh, I don't know. It's all those commercials. It takes up
I'm sorry to hear they turn. Well, you know, with those commercials, we're not going anywhere. You realize that.
Well, the commercials take care of the business. You know, I
understand.
That's
what we need,
yeah. It's necessary. But a couple of points and a question. Oh, and hi, Dr.
Right.
K.
Hi.
a couple of points and a question regarding the Shah. Well, first of all, let me say when Fred mentioned it was Iran, Iran, North Korea, Sudan, Cuba, and Libya.
Yes, Libya is the final one. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't have a central bank, and that's on page 3 of Joan Vion's September economic newsletter.
It's a good idea for the United States to not have any central bank.
Well, see, the central bank is directly under the crown, you know, the Rothschilds and the British.
Sure.
And which leads me into this book that Joan was so kind to send to me. It's Conspirators' Hierarchy.
Okay.
The Story of the Committee of 300 by John Coleman.
Oh.
And I thought I'd give you this information. I don't know if this lines up with your sources, but the demise of the Shah of Iran was run to a plan devised by Bernard Levin and Richard Falk and supervised by Robert
Anderson. That's counter-espionage, my dear. It's not true.
Okay.
The Shah, they did not want to lose the Shah.
Huh?
They did not want to lose the Shah.
Well, the reason why...
All right, hang on to that
thought. No, that's counter-espionage.
And we'll pick up this discussion when we come back. Stay on the line. 3 minutes, we'll be right back with Dr. K and our callers. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Rick Adams with Dr. K, and my goodness, we are steering up a storm here tonight. Ann, you made
go ahead,
a statement,
Ann.
And Dr. K has responded, and you don't believe what Dr. K is saying?
Well, no, I don't get into debate.
Okay. Yeah. We don't have time, unfortunately.
Well, no, not because of that, but I'm an information gleaner.
Okay.
You know, and so I consider whatever you say.
Let me help you out, Ann.
Can I finish the sentence here?
Go ahead, Ann.
This is from page 148.
Okay.
Why was the Shah deposed and then murdered by the United States government? In a word, because of drugs. The Shah had clamped down and virtually put an end to the immensely lucrative opium trade that was being conducted out of Iran by the British. Yeah. End of quote. Do you suppose that was? Is this
it's all
man?
False.
So this man is a disinformation specialist.
Yeah, here's what happened.
Wow. Not
the truth of it. Nelson Rockefeller and the Rockefeller crowd, all the way until the Shah was even in this country, propped him up with through their agent Kissinger and attempted to reinstall him.
Well, they eat their own, you know.
It's true.
They put him up and then they take him down.
It's true that in order to get rid of him after he was out, it's possible that a plutonium pellet was put in his vehicle. That is possible. Nobody can prove that. But here's what we can prove. We can prove that the CIA had to make a very last-minute strategic decision, seeing that his rule was collapsing, against the wishes of the Zionist Rockefeller cartel, to try to replace him, because there were hundreds of thousands of people in the street. He was not murdered to get him out of his rule by the United States. They wanted him in. The Khomeini thing is a legitimate thing. He was one man with a lot of prayers. His son was killed by the Savak. They want what the disinformation experts want to diminish the legitimacy of a divine event. Well, here's why it's divine. You have 6 million people in the street. That's pretty divine. I don't care who you believe in or who you worship.
I worship Yahweh. I'm in covenant with Yahweh.
Oh, I don't mean you. Well, I am too. But that's the point, is that they want to diminish that the fact that that could have... They always say that Khomeini was really a British agent or a French agent. Give me a break, you know.
Okay. But you know what I learned from this book, and it lines up with Scripture, is drugs are very lucrative for the governments of the world, specifically the British, North America, United States.
Yeah, but the Shah cooperated with the British and the Americans. He didn't discooperate, and he did not completely shut down the opium trade. So there's no basis for that.
Okay. And the word sorceries, which is Greek 5331, is the use or the administering of drugs. It's mentioned six times
in
Scripture.
Well, they used a lot of them in the Shah's rule on their victims.
It's mentioned six times in Scripture, two in Isaiah 47.
I gotcha. Yes. All right, thanks, Anne. It's perfect stuff, okay?
Two in Acts and two in Revelation. And I think drugs are...
Well, then we've got to figure out why the U.S. is in Afghanistan. Thank you, Anne.
All right.
Anne, you made a good... I'm glad you brought it up. You made
thanks
a good discovery
for getting
discovery
back to
us,
it, really.
Yes. And you know, one other thing, too. You remember when the Shah was supposed to have had... come here for treatments. You remember because of cancer.
Right.
Well, you know, they said Jack Ruby and all these other guys, look at the people that contracted cancer, they contracted heart disease, they had sudden deaths, they had all kinds of problems, and you and I know how fast those things, especially you, can imagine how fast
he was a liability at that point, there's no doubt about it. And the United States and the cartel lost a huge wealth pocket with the Iran's oil wealth and a big investment. Let's face the facts. But this counter-espionage effort is continuous, and that's why nobody can do anything.
Well, it's a lot of it is just disinformation.
It disinformationizes everything. You know, there's such a thing as good and evil. That's obvious. Yep. You can't take a people and repress them, torture their people, saw off arms. I mean, you got to get to a point where you start to look at A and B.
Yep. And this Khomeini revolution against Zionist American Anglo-imperialism then ushered in the new Iranian
regime. It ushered in an empire in its own right.
But here's the
fact that they could even stand up against the United States is saying something.
But when they did that, what happened? What did the Anglo-Zionist American cartel do?
Kissinger and his underminers went to Iraq, gave Saddam Hussein
and then
an assurance.
Let's fight, boys.
And said, we'll give you $10 billion. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about yourself. Get your people over there.
You see how I know that Dr. K knows whereof he speaks? Because that's exactly what the plan was, to get them to fight each other.
Kissinger said, let them kill each other.
Right, but they had the nerve to say, look, we don't encourage it. We don't want you to fight. We don't want you to use any of these deadly viruses we're giving you, the chemicals, any of the biotoxins, all of that. But just in case, here they are.
And when they couldn't break the Iranian people's spirit, they gave Saddam anthrax and poison chemicals, and he shot those at them, too.
My God, when you think of it, Dr. K, anything Saddam Hussein could have done pales in comparison to these murderous gangsters.
The million people that died in Iraq are more on the shoulders of Americans and Israelis than they are on Saddam Hussein.
Oh, absolutely. He was a minor player comparison. He couldn't compete.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't even survive without those perpetrators. And, do you know his original coup was financed by you and me and my father and your father's? 10K was all that was necessary to put him in power.
Right, exactly, exactly. 800-313-9443 is the number. We're going to mention that special offer that Dr. K has for you coming up after the next break. But let's take Ryan in Oregon now. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, evening, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I guess as good as everybody else on the planet.
That's good.
For whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
A couple of comments and maybe a point-blank question to you, sir.
Yeah.
My first comment, you know, that the comment about Cheney being arrogant, you know, a lot of them are. And, you know, he made the comment generally after Bush's so-called surge was announced. You know, he said the decision has been made and it doesn't matter what the Senate does, you know, concerning their debates
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's the mentality.
Well, you remember what he said to the senator from Vermont, Patrick Leahy, a few years back. He said, F off.
Yeah.
Well,
mind
yeah,
your
and,
own business. You know, we run a cartel here. Who the heck do you think you are? You're going to control us? We're the kings.
Yeah, well, you know, that the upside for those that do know the Word of God, who mm-hmm. are born again, is that there's a couple of scriptures that apply to these people. And first of all,
more than
one, that one is pride precedes a fall.
This mm-hmm. is true. This
and
is
the
true.
Second one, and the second one, which is even more deadly, for all of the leaders throughout eternity, throughout earthly eternity, and mm-hmm. it's been proven time and time again, and that is that he that stiffeneth his neck shall suddenly be broken. And that
this is the truth. This is the truth.
Proverbs,
we are not to worry
Psalms.
About
that's
this.
In Proverbs. That's
yep.
in Proverbs.
Yeah. This is
and,
the truth. We don't, let's not be focused on such individuals. Let's focus on the truth, on the mission, on the message. Remember what the first fellow said, let's get an organized plan.
Yes.
You see?
Well, you know,
that's
it's
our
interesting
focus.
From drawing people into the debate and internalizing it even across the world. I mean, this isn't a U.S., United States, and we're going to lose on the Constitution issue here.
Right.
I mean, this is a satanic, he's going to walk into the temple-type level worldwide thing.
The truth.
People that are born again that think, well, you know, we have to honor Israel, we have to support so-called God's people and so forth and so on, they need to ask a serious question about that, and that is simply this. Why is it that the people, the government, the authorities, whatever you want to label it as, Zionist, whatever, it doesn't matter, why would they let someone like that enter that temple and literally take over their country?
Desecrate it.
Absolutely.
Let the original
they wouldn't do it unless they were in agreement with it.
That's right. And you know, go to Rents and see if the Benjamin Friedman posting is still up there.
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
has to have that one.
Yeah.
I've included it in a book coming down in 6 months, but
it's in the archives.
You got to get it, because the fact is there would not have been a World War I, nor would there have been a U.S. entry into World War I, if it wasn't for the attempt to make an Israeli Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the American people have been victims of a European cartel's attempt to get a sliver of the Middle East. Now, let me ask this. Let the original Semitic Jews have it. Let them have it. There's only one or two left.
The heck of a desert.
Yeah. Let them have it. Just take the non-Semites and box them up and put them back where they came from. And then all the world's problems would end now. There would be no Muslims trying to invade the United States, believe me.
Well, Lucifer,
so let them have some peace, and we'll have all the peace we ever wanted.
Can I ask you a point-blank question?
Sure.
This is an informative question. It wasn't. Maybe I misstated asking the question. You know, considering this is certainly a worldwide problem, and people need to view it as such, really. In your experience or people you've contacted or whatever, and this leads up to this website comment you made earlier, is there any country or place on this planet that if push came to shove and you had to retreat and run your operations from there, is there anywhere that you have a personal preference that
No.
you would go to?
No. Here, and here's why.
Okay.
If you go to Egypt, you'll get assassinated or you'll get stuck in a prison with rats and centipedes.
Okay, but what about you know, some...
If you go to England, you're under a worse scrutiny than here. There
South
isn't,
America?
I mean, if you go to New Zealand, you're locked on an island.
Belize, Costa Rica, Panama.
That's exactly what they want. They want everybody to run.
Uh-huh.
There's no escape.
The only escape
is in Christ.
Yeah,
well, I agree
there
with that.
Go.
My question was, where would you set up an alternative website to operate
from? That could be done anywhere, really.
Hey, Ryan, do you want to hang on? Well, we got to take a quick break, all
sure.
right? Stay with us. Dr. K, my guest, and we shall return with him and his books, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Well, it's republicbroadcasting.org as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back now, and we have Dr. K, but I believe Ryan is still on the line. Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Go ahead, Ryan. Yeah.
We felt like we were just squeezing you out, and you had something else you wanted to say.
Well, it deals with the doctor's proposal of a website. What do you envision that? Is there something that people can directly help you with on?
Yes, definitely. If we can get a group of people to help and we can post really good articles, we can screen the articles to make sure they're not the spin. And just a lot of good. We could do so much.
Do you have people already to do that, or
I have access to some designers. If 3 or 4 of us work together to collect the stuff, I've got a guy in training that will be able to do very sophisticated website. He's a top guy, but he didn't know the web, and we're training him. He's one of the best designers in the world, so we'll be able to have a really high quality thing. But, like, if you find articles, somebody else is working.
I was thinking more from the technical backside.
Well, we could use some help there.
Yeah.
We could always use some help in programming. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about it. But, like, that's why I give out my number also for you guys. Not only is that the number to order the books, but you leave me your name and what you have for ideas.
Okay. Well, that kind of tied back to my previous comment about...
I can check into that. You know what? I've got a specialist that can tell me the best place to have offshore websites.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, there's just something in my spirit that has just been nagging the living whatever out of me about, and it keeps coming back to people that were born again, that lived in Weimar, Germany prior to, 1940, even in the mid-30s and so forth. A lot of those folks got out, and they, as Germans, were fighting against what happened there.
Sure.
And the only reason they were able to function is because they weren't there. And,
everybody has their own calling. Nobody talks about the fact that a terrible, terrible thing happened to the German people.
Absolutely.
They were caught between the Zionist machinations for the creation of Israeli Palestine. Mm-hmm.
They were, I don't know. Well, listen, I'm going to let you guys go because you got
all
other
right.
callers.
Okay.
Ryan, we appreciate your input.
Sure.
And, yeah.
No, I'm into also the ethnic, you know, what happened to different ethnic people, the real history of what happened. All of that could be a part of an archived website. And I'm for challenging lies. If somebody says, well, there were 6 million and it was this and that, where's your proof? Give me some proof. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Don't just tell me you can't talk about it. That makes me very suspicious of you. Whoever you are.
You know, as ridiculous as it is, you know, what George Bush and this cabal of criminals is planning to do, you have to remember some basic things. And that is that, for instance, with Iran, for instance, okay, Iran has been in full compliance, even though they don't have to be, with the International Energy Association, okay, the IEAE. And they have been basically going by the book, while Israel does not belong, will not sign on, says that they will not acknowledge their nukes, and yet they say it is their business and our business.
Jack Ruby, anybody? Jack Ruby? All right.
Mm-hmm.
When President Kennedy, who I loved because I just thought he was a cool guy, you know, it broke my heart when I heard he died. And I thought his wife was kind of cool, and they had this Camelot thing, it seemed. I know it privately was different, but at least I lived in a dream world. And you know something? He said no to the Dimona nuclear facility. And he said, we're going to check you out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking pro-Israel.
Then they chucked him out.
Huh?
Then they chucked him out.
Yeah. He was finished. Finished.
And you know, as Mike Piper has documented in his book, about the assassination of the president of the United States, Mr. Angleton was indeed the number three man at the CIA, was indeed an operative, if you will, for the Mossad.
I mean,
the Mossad had more control over the CIA, obviously, than John Kennedy did.
Definitely.
And Jack Kennedy wanted to take that back, that control. He wanted to carve up the CIA.
Yeah, he did.
Because of the failures, because of what was deliberately done in the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Bay of Pigs fiasco, which was no fiasco.
Yeah.
So you see what happened? John Kennedy's big mistake was he didn't know where the CIA ended and the Mossad began.
And then when John Kennedy Jr. said to Barbara Walters, I'll consider first going for senator of New York, which he would have won,
mm-hmm.
they took him out, too. Because
well,
he said, I might consider the presidency, because he would have dove in and said, well, what happened to my father?
Yeah.
See?
A few others tried that, too, didn't they?
Wellstone was taken out.
Mm-hmm. Paul Wellstone.
A lot of assassination in this country. Quite a bit.
I have no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know,
assassination, but mostly, I mean, you know, whatever.
Physical assassinations, mm-hmm. yes. Yes, all right, let's, well, we get the break. Can you stay on, Doc? Dr. K,
okay,
you're going to make
your offer.
Okay,
I'll do it. No, I'll do it. Yeah.
You're going to make your offer, and you're going to make an offer when we come back, and then we'll take more calls.
Okay.
And those of you on the line, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right with you as quickly as we can. But first, this important announcement. I know Ann wouldn't like it, but we got to do some commercials. All right, we love Ann. Ann is a great caller. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, and we're back now, and we will take more calls. Dr. K is with me right now. Dr. K, you want to come up with something different tonight, something creative, to get the message out and to help pay our shortwave expenses, too.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? What do you think would be creative?
What we'll do is 12 books for a $200 bill, which is, you know, I mean, this is, it's a $20 book. So, and if you think about it, we'll pay the postage, so it's just a $200 bill. That's a lot of books. We're going to eat a lot of postage.
Oh, my gosh, the postage, yeah.
So for $200, you get the dozen books, 200 flat. We'll take care of the, you know. The other thing is, if you just want to get the kit, you can get the kit for $59.99, and the kit would contain the Four Wrongly Blamed, the Arabian Connection, the Words of Muhammad, and the video, and that's $59.99, and that includes the Gaza DVD plus $8.95 shipping and handling. So that's $59.99 plus $8.95 shipping and handling. And what we'll do, because there's a lot of people who really want to get the word out, what we'll do for the $200 is we'll give you 15 books. So for $200, you can get, instead of 12, we'll up it.
It just went up to 15.
We'll up
this
it to
fabulous.
15 books. We'll put some of those other ones, the Arabian Connections, in there. So you can get 15 books for $200. Or if you just want the kit, which is the original special we did,
$59.99 plus $8.99 shipping and handling.
I'll tell you that anybody who doesn't take advantage of the 15 books deal now for $200, if you've got a few extra bucks, here's the way to spend it. Let me tell you. And whatever you do with the books, whether you give them out, you resell them, whatever, you want to get people motivated to read, who will read, don't waste them.
And you know what? Why not make them give you a $10 bill? And that way you can recycle some of your money.
There you go.
There's an incentive
to get the word out.
Yeah.
All right, the
make
magic
them pay number. A little something for it,
Right. Yeah. Here's the magic number to call, 866-618-2503. Anytime, they can leave a message because you're not there all the time, but you are personally handling these orders, so there's no middleman.
No.
Nobody in between. It's just you.
That way I can make sure it happens. I can get the address because this is such an important area. Innocent spreading of the truth, people out of the goodness of their heart wanting to do something. So that's why I'm taking care of it. Yeah.
Well, God bless you. You really are a soldier, really, for truth here, Dr.
We're,
K.
We're going to all work together.
Amen. Yeah. All right, and that number again to call, ladies and gentlemen, 866-618-2503. And just leave your name, your number, whatever information. He'll get back to you and handle this order personally. And there'll be
let me just repeat it. 15, not 12, 15 books
wrongly
for $200.
Blamed. These are the wrongly
blamed.
Well,
there'll be 12 wrongly blamed, and I'll find three other books on the subject by me, and I'll get them in there.
That's fantastic. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-313-9443 is our call-in number. John in California is next. Hello, John. You're on with Dr. K.
Hello, Rick.
Hello,
how you
there.
Doing?
How you doing? All right, mate. And Dr. K.
Britain? How are you?
All right, mate. anyways, I'm almost considering changing my last name to Goyim.
Yeah.
were you aware that the Mossad's motto is, by way of deception, thou shalt do war?
Yes, we're familiar with that.
Sure I bet is. You are.
Ostrowski's book made that very clear. There, he went outside of the Mossad, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I just was reading it was something new to me, perhaps not yourselves, an article in Haaretz. On Larry Silverstein's closeness with Benjamin Netanyahu,
mm-hmm.
The two have been on friendly terms since Netanyahu's stint as Israel's ambassador to the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, for years they kept close touch every Sunday afternoon, New York time, Netanyahu would call Silverstein.
Yeah.
This is an article concerning down payment on the World Trade Centers.
Interesting.
Which was, of course, the Zionists have the run of press internationally, but of course, so then one would expect their spins incredibly in Israel.
Sure.
They put in there. I suspect they were almost tempted to throw in a six in the middle of this, but they said that apparently he had the original bid was $800 million, mm-hmm. but in there they said that he offered them $616 million. That's why I make the reference to the six that they were almost tempted to throw in, whereas actually he used $100 million of borrowed money, and of course they obfuscate, concerning his deal with the New York Port Authority.
Exactly.
Whereas actually, and because it's in a different article, that his connection in there, and of course I can laugh now because I certainly can't be anti-Semite concerning Ashkenazi Zionists.
Exactly.
His surname was, of course, the suffix was a Berg or a Stein.
Right.
Who really pushed the deal through.
So you'd have
for
to be anti-non-Semite at that point.
Yes, absolutely. Anti-Zionist. And you know what? I think you're both doing a great job in terms of because there's many of these obfuscators moved into the 911 movement.
This is exactly
it is Cheney. Oh, it is Bush and Cheney.
Exactly.
Oh, it's the Germanic death cult. It's the the globalists, the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, funnily enough, of course, Weishaupt being funded by Rothschild. The Rothschilds are still around.
Yes.
They have never disappeared.
They never seem to die, do they?
Well, I guess Bram Stoker must have got inspiration from them.
I think he did.
Yes.
Nosferatu.
Yes, and so concerning that, exactly, I think it could be retermed, 911 was an outside job with internal... with internal complicity.
Yes, this is exactly it, actually. It was an outside job. It was an infiltrated job.
Yeah.
We know that Dov Zakheim assumed the dollars at the Pentagon. We know that those $3 trillion or whatever disappeared.
Absolutely.
We know that Zakheim...
Rumsfeld joked about that as well. Said that,
I'm sure he did.
Too hot to handle, or the handle was quite hot?
Yeah. We know that Zakheim, with his systems, weapon systems group, had the drones.
Right.
And he was the drone guy, you know.
Well, I guess he never got enough remote control with planes when he was a kid then.
Apparently not. But I agree with you. You know, you gotta concentrate on the perpetrators, man. I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the thing. It's amazing how the guilty will rush to the fore and become leaders of a movement.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was too cool with Vanity Fair, with Pearl and Abrams or whatever, who all was listed in there saying, this was a rush to judgment, you know, this shouldn't have been done. And
absolutely. And now, if I may add one more sort of obtuse thing here, gentlemen.
Sure.
Of course, being familiar with the scripture that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Nothing hidden, yep.
Absolutely. Well, my wife, she works at a university and came across this book. There are only 1,000 copies of this book made, which was published in 1927, I believe.
What is it?
Now, it seems innocuous, of course, and which for the most part it is, Portraits of Jews by Gilbert Stuart and other early American artists. And the woman who put this together, her name is Hannah R. London. Now, here's for any of the doubters out there in terms of Masonic funding. The Rothschilds, they funded Hitler, they intermarried.
Of course.
So there you've got Kuhn and Loeb and the Schiffs, and John D. Rockefeller was funded from them, so it's not just the Rockefellers, you know. They're all part of the Rothschild thing.
Yeah.
So if we go to, I'll just make this brief. This is Ex Libris, of course, in the beginning, the front of the book, which is owned by, at this point, a rabbi, Elliot Grafman, who did teachings, but it's also signed by the author.
Wow.
And the woman who put it together, Miss London. So in this, now I'll just go directly to the point in question. It's very revealing. So, okay, I'll just give you a little transcript here and then I'll get right to the point. The fact that they have been, and they're talking about the earliest examples of portraiture in this country are those of a number of Jewish settlers who came here from Portugal.
Yeah.
Holland, Germany, and England in the decades preceding the Revolution.
Right.
The fact that they have been unknown and withheld for so many years from general knowledge is not perhaps as strange as it might seem. For in the first place, the little band of Newport Jews who came to America, like the Puritans, to escape persecution, and that's where the resemblance ends, and who found here a haven, carried with them an instinctive desire to shield their private lives from the public glare and calumny to which they have been so pitilessly exposed in their previous abodes.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go directly to something that would not be known outside of the people who would be interested in this book. another Sully portrait, Sully being one of the portrait shops, okay, is that of Solomon Jacobs, who was born in 1775. Mm-hmm. He lived in Richmond, Virginia, a very wealthy, prominent, and respected citizen. Besides his own home, which was on the south side of Gray Street between 8th and 9th, he owned some of the most desirable property in Richmond. He also represented the French government in the tobacco market and acted as a local agent for the banking house of Rothschild.
Sure.
At one time, he was recorder and acting mayor, the highest municipal office ever held by a Richmond Jew. And here's the point. On December 11th, 1810, he was elected Grand Master of the Masons of Virginia and retired December 14th, 1813, after three consecutive years, which has been, as far as known, the longest period ever served by any Grand Master. Mm-hmm. Full stop.
Blow my socks off.
Yeah. Very good stuff.
And, you know, it's...
It's always good to go back to the old books and see what's in there.
Oh, absolutely. Apparently, in certain markets,
we've got to run on to the next caller now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that was fine.
Do we have the next caller ready to go yet? All right, let me see.
Keep going then. Keep going.
All right. No, you can continue. He says. All right. So
okay, I'll just make it brief then.
Go ahead. Sum up, because I find this very fascinating. Here, you're getting firsthand evidence now from another book.
Oh, absolutely, and. Now, the funny thing is that we'd checked out a few booksellers and that. It actually probably sells for about $125. But
really?
You know, I believe outside of that circle, it perchance could fetch a lot more, if only for research purposes, you see.
Well, you know, there are a number of very, very good books that were published in the 1910, 2030 era. This
Absolutely.
Was pre-TV, you know.
Absolutely.
And the research, yes, the research is very detailed. I'll tell you what, here's what we discovered that I find really quite astonishing. We discovered that the entire global military-industrial armament industry
Absolutely.
Is controlled by non-Semitic people, primarily associated with some of the Zionist powerhouses.
Oh, well, absolutely.
And the primary victims are actually the Semitic people of the Middle East and the people of Africa.
Obviously, for as long as they've been, they kick-started their little state, their little false state, which was also a Rothschild hand, by the way, but
Definitely.
I don't have time to get into that. But nevertheless, at the expense of several million Christians in Russia and non-Christians, as well as Germany, as well as Americans.
Well,
there's not enough criminals caught for the amount of blood on their hands.
That's right. That's
but,
right.
There isn't a guillotine big enough, I'm afraid. All right.
Well, I think that's where Jesus Christ will come and...
Well, he'll be back. But, you know, Hitler cooperated with the emigration of the Jewish ships.
Oh, he absolutely did. You see, that's what one of the perpetrators and those involved in the Zionists had said, well, how else are we going to get 700,000 or so... of these Jews to populate a slice of sand in the desert.
And by
exactly.
By the way, did you know they were charging X number of shekels? If you didn't have the money, you didn't go?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they were charging an extortion racket here. Not many people realize that. I mean, you didn't go unless you had an umpteen number.
Winston Churchill made it clear that he wanted to continue the war and the strife to activate the Jewish communities to go to Palestine.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
You know.
I mean, they were just under the... They were complicit and involved. And not only that, but it was like when Hong Kong finally fell off the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
The powers that be, who we know who owns the countries, basically, mm-hmm. the money powers,
mm-hmm. then
that no one who then... would be an expatriate, No one who was of the British Empire who wanted to go to Britain could do so for less than £100,000.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Anyway, so I'll have to love you, gents, and leave you.
You were wonderful.
Yeah,
find some more good books in the used bookstores, would you?
Well,
actually, it's amazing what one can find in a predominantly Zionist-run university.
Well, you know, the thing is, those are the books they're usually throwing off the shelves.
They don't read them, yeah.
Oh, well,
they don't want you to read them.
Oh, that reminds me of just one more quick thing.
Sure.
I'll just double check with
while we're at it,
lady here, CIA about that letter, the research. Okay, the CIA have sent a letter to. Oh, sorry, I hear the music.
Okay, hang on because we really we have a little time. We're going to conclude the program, but you stay where you are. We'll be right back with Dr. K. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers light featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're going to wrap things up. John, you had that final point.
One more thing, though.
Sure, John.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, this is a very current and rather chilling document that has been sent to this university. And perhaps when your archive situation is rectified there.
Yep.
I shall be able to go back on the show and get...
What is the gist of that, John?
Okay, this is it. It's a document. It's an unpaid internship. It's internships at the Office of Special Investigations, U.S. Department of Justice. The Office of Special Investigations, OSI, is an office in the United States Department of Justice that detects, investigates, and takes legal action to denaturalize naturalized U.S. citizens who, prior to their naturalization, participated abroad in acts of genocide or in acts of torture or extrajudicial killings committed under the color of foreign law. For the past 26 years, OSI has had the responsibility of investigating and, if appropriate, seeking the denaturalization and deportation of citizens or residents of the United States who assisted in Axis-sponsored acts of persecution between 1933 and 1945. So I'm going to nutshell this for you. They are advertising in a student body for unpaid internships of people of different languages. This is also with a particular emphasis on Holocaust crimes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So they are trying to get more people, students, in actively involved in seeking out anyone of any nationality who is involved in Holocaust
crime. Then they should go get the Rothschild Group and the Rockefeller.
I would think they'd start right at home.
And George Walker Bush.
Well, they absolutely, no doubt about
that
it. This is kind of interesting.
It's
because
chilling, though, to have the document.
I mean, they're actively... recruiting students.
Well, and you know who these people are? The people, the victims are Christians. I mean, these are the same people that will say the most vile things about the Mary, while Islam holds her as the most elegant of all women and puts the Christ at such a high level, Ruh al-Qudus, the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
And the Messiah in the Quran, Messiah.
Well, you know what? We're out of time, John. John, thank you, though.
John, good stuff. I'm glad we held out with you.
Hey, I'm glad we did, too. Very important. Thank
you,
John. Call again. And Dr. K, again, that offer, 15 books.
15 books for a $200 bill to get the word out. And then the other offer is the $59.99. It went up a little bit, plus the basically $9 shipping and handling for the kit that we've been offering, which includes the Gaza, the Tearjerker Gaza DVD. It's the DVD plus 6 books is what that is. It's a heck of a value too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go wrong and get the word out. That's the important thing. This offer is only good for a limited time. So next time you come back, it's going to be a different issue, different offer. So let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the word.
Spread the word now.
Help us out at RBN here. And Dr. K.
We don't make any money because we got to give part of it to RBN.
I know. Well, that's a wonderful, gracious thing of you.
Yeah.
I know that's because you're truly a sainted man. And God bless Dr.
God
K.
Bless you guys too.
We'll talk to you soon again. Bye-bye now. Great show. Tomorrow night we'll be back. A special guest and co-host who has been here before, ladies and gentlemen. A surprise. Tomorrow night. On the Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio, Free America, with yours truly, Rick Adams, your Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll see you then, 9 o'clock Central. Good night.